Goldilocks Rules. Do you go to bed thinking over what you've consumed throughout the day and whether you've generally eaten healthily? Most people don't. The Hong Kong Department of Health publishes the four-tier food pyramid as a guideline for a balanced diet. At the base of the pyramid, food you should eat the most, are grains and cereals. One layer up is fruit and vegetables. And the next is meat, protein, and dairy. At the top is fatty, salty, and sweet food, which you should eat the least. The US version is My Plate, a dietary guide setting out the recommended proportions of the five main food groups: fruit and vegetables, grains, protein, and dairy, with a familiar image, a place setting for a meal. The government's messages are often drowned out by the numerous fad diets and new and sometimes conflicting findings about certain food. Is caffeine dehydrating or actually good for you? Should we eat more fish for its omega-3 fatty acids, or should we avoid it to minimize the amount of mercury we consume? In June 2015, a World Health Organization, WHO report, classified processed meat such as bacon, sausages, and ham as cancer-causing, just like cigarettes, asbestos, and arsenic. Other experts promptly qualified the findings, saying the risk depends on the amount of consumption. The message, therefore, seems to be everything in moderation and in proportion. There is no doubt that water is essential to health. The human body consists of 2/3 water. Drinking water helps maintain the balance of body fluids, which supports essential functions like digestion, circulation, saliva production, nutrient distribution, and body temperature regulation. In addition to helping your kidneys expel toxins in urine, water also helps prevent constipation. A glass of water before a meal also has the magical power of helping you lose weight. Quite simply, the water fills you up. You eat less or make different decisions about what you eat. How about replacing sugary or fizzy drinks with plain water? At a time when obesity is a major public health issue, this, together with adequate physical activity, can be an easy strategy that will be very successful. So, can you drink too much water? The answer is yes. There are certainly examples of tragic cases of death by water. A 28-year-old Californian woman drank 7 liters of water in 3 hours without going to the bathroom, threw up, went home with a splitting headache, and later died from water intoxication. A 2005 study in the New England Journal of Medicine found that almost 1/6 of marathon runners develop some degree of hyponatremia caused by drinking too much water. Severe cases of hyponatremia can lead to water intoxication, with symptoms such as headaches, fatigue, vomiting, and frequent urination. Our kidneys dispose of the body's waste by sieving the blood and producing urine. When someone drinks too much water in a short period of time, the kidneys cannot flush it out fast enough and the blood becomes waterlogged. Water leaves the blood and eventually enters the cells, which swell up to accommodate. Most cells have room to stretch, but not in the brain, where cells are tightly packaged inside the skull. Excessive water causes the brain cells to swell, resulting in seizures, coma, or worse. Foods such as eggs, fish, chicken, and cheese provide us with the protein we need for our mental and physical well-being. It is the building bricks for skin, bones, muscles, hair, nails, and internal organs. It is the major component of hormones, enzymes, and antibodies, and is essential for blood clotting. Protein takes longer and requires more energy to digest, keeping us fuller for longer. It has also been found to increase bone density, improve brain function and the quality of sleep, as well as speed up injury recovery. Protein deficiency can cause anxiety and increase your risk of catching diseases. What about having too much protein? Countries in general recommend around 40 to 70 grams of protein a day for most people, which is just about the size of your palm. Too much protein can cause dehydration and can put extra strain on your kidneys. Meat-based source of protein is often high in saturated fats, which increases the risk for heart disease, strokes, and diabetes. Vitamins are essential for health and body functions. We need different vitamins, but only in small amounts. To put that into perspective, a medium apple provides 2% of the recommended daily intake of vitamin A, 2% of vitamin B1, 3% of vitamin B2, 14% of vitamin C, 2% of vitamin E, and 5% of vitamin K. Working together, the vitamins help strengthen our immune system, maintain healthy teeth and bones, blood clotting, break down and release energy from food, produce red blood cells, and maintain a healthy nervous system. Vitamin deficiency results in disruption of the above functions, causing problems such as scurvy and low immunity. However, too many vitamins can cause adverse health effects. Excessive vitamin A can cause dizziness and headache. Too much vitamin C can cause nausea, diarrhea, and stomach cramps. Too much vitamin D can be harmful to our kidneys. So it seems that Goldilocks is right after all. Not too much and not too little. Eating a balanced diet with a good variety of food can give you everything you need to stay healthy. So next time, before you tuck into your double beef burger or take any vitamin supplements, think about what you are putting into your body.